You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven, 92.1 WGHN. And on Monday mornings at 7:45, we ask the acupuncturist, Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. Nice to see your smiling face this morning.
It's so nice to be here.
And the consultations are free. I want to start out and say that. The consultations are free. We've been talking quite a bit about neuropathy because there's so many things that we can say about it. What exactly is it?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because I don't know what it is. I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, so it's estimated about 20 million people are suffering with neuropathy.
20 million people?
Yeah, and really we think that's an underestimation because not everybody's reporting. Not everybody's going to the neurologist and getting the testing.
Okay.
So it's a huge population.
Hmm.
So what it is, it's a chronic degenerative disease. It's progressive. It usually affects the hands and the feet. It's usually incredibly painful, sometimes starts with numbness and tingling, and it just starts, you know, I think something feels funny, and then it just continues to get worse and worse until it's just debilitating. So you go from my feet are tingling to, oh my gosh, I need a cane because I can't balance anymore.
Wow.
And then you go from that cane to a walker because you really can't feel the ground underneath your feet, right? So then from there, we're in a wheelchair because we just can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes very debilitating.
But there's hope.
There is hope.
You offer hope.
We do offer hope. That's what our clinic specializes in. We offer hope. So what we've done at Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness is, yes, I'm an acupuncturist, but we've really married Eastern and Western medicine and created a really powerful treatment that can help neuropathy.
How have you married the two?
So I have my degree in acupuncture. And then I have spent a lot of time with continuing ed and research to figure out how do we treat this with modern treatments as well. So then I've learned how to do those treatments, including ozone therapy and a therapy called ATP resonance biotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do those things together. I tailor the plan specifically for what the patient needs. And we've really found a slam dunk to get people back living the life they want to live.
That's amazing. You have mentioned that you've had somebody come in with neuropathy with a cane, and then they see you and they leave without that cane.
Yeah, so let me tell you about
one
of my favorite success stories.
Yeah.
So this person is also a veteran, had some issues from Vietnam, as many of them do. Thank you so much for your service if you served in Vietnam. I served in Afghanistan, and I'm so thankful for all of our veterans. This gentleman had really severe neuropathy that had progressed over 20 years from being in Vietnam. And he was continuously told, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. We can't help you. It's just how, this is just your life now. So when he came in, he would stand against the wall. He couldn't stand up by himself. His balance was off. He staggered around. We really had to help him. He had a cane. He didn't want to use it, which we find most seniors don't want to use their cane. But if you need one, you need to use it because we don't want you to fall.
Right, right.
And he said, you're my last hope. And I can't believe somebody's even saying that you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. We created a treatment plan for him. And he doesn't even know where his cane is now. He is out living his best life. He is a snowmobiler. He loves to go on side-by-sides. He loves to boat. I mean, can you imagine loving to do those outdoor things and suddenly your feet aren't working anymore? You can't even get in and out by yourself.
Right.
If your boat has an issue or you need to dock your boat, you can't get out and do it because you can't balance.
Right.
So he told me a story last summer. He said, he goes up north and has the best time. I'm a little jealous of his life. And he got out of his boat on a sandbar, walked 40 feet in the water, unassisted, to another boat. And his friend said, oh my gosh, do you realize what you just did? He goes, what? He goes, you just walked on the sand in the water with no shoes on from your boat to mine. And you looked like you could walk perfectly fine.
Wow.
And he was like, I didn't even realize it. So his life is, he's out living his best life now. And it's such an honor for me to be able to do that for people.
To hear the joy in your voice, talking about your patients and their success stories. You are the real deal, Dr. Tasha. You really are.
Yeah. And that's what we shoot for at our clinic.
Yeah.
We love our patients and we love seeing them get better. And then they get better and we don't see them as much and it's a little sad.
But you don't want to see them as much, right?
I know. It's go away and live your best life, but we love you and we'll miss you.
You want to send them on their way.
Yes.
And hope that they refer someone else, which I'm sure you probably have lots of referrals too,
don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I always appreciate that.
That's wonderful. So people can find you on Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
The website is allacu.com, and there's success stories on social media as well.
Yes, there are.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love this segment and I'm learning a lot. And I'll tell you, this segment could go forever because I have so many chronic things we can talk about. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Dr. Tasha really is the real deal. It's Ask the Acupuncturist every Monday at 7:45 on 92.1 WGHN. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.